Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. In the words of poet Langston Hughes, what happens to a dream deferred? Many decades after these words were written, this question feels more relevant than ever. In many ways, I feel like this question is a lament, one that I can relate to. I have been writing about dreaming and imagining what could be quite a lot over these past few years, and I've been doing that for a few reasons. And I hope that these few reasons can help you feel a little less alone when it comes to dreaming and also not seeing those dreams come to life in the way that maybe you thought they would. So here are some reminders about dreaming and why I think it's important for us to keep talking about our dreams, even if they take time to come to life. Number one, dreaming isn't coming easy these days. And as I talk to others, I'm becoming more and more aware that I am not the only one that feels this way. As many of us are faced with unknowns in our life, sometimes the window in which we can look forward seems to be closing and becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So the first reason why it's so important for us to continue to talk about our dreams and our hopes for the future in as much detail as we are able to is because we can remind each other just by sharing that it is possible. Number two, the reason why I think it's so important for us to talk about dreaming these days is that the more I've been reading, the more I realize that we are standing on the shoulders of other dreamers. The people who came before us didn't know what 2020 and everything after would bring, but they did know what it meant to endure hardship and continue to sing a song for tomorrow. Number three, dreams are so important because dreams are a collective act. We don't just dream for ourselves and the people we know, but also the generations who will come after us, whose names and faces that we may never know. I love this line from the famous song, What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And honestly, that right there is a reason to dream, to know that on this very day, there's someone out there who is younger than us, who may very well end up living longer than us, experiencing more things than us, we don't know. But we do know that we can choose joy, we can choose peace, we can choose action toward a more empathetic, loving world for them just as much as for ourselves and the people that we know. Even if you don't have any young people in your life, that's totally okay. We know that in this very moment, there are students in school, and not just in the classroom, but they are in a posture of learning, of listening, of watching those who are older than them and how they choose to act in the world, how they choose to speak of the future. So we have to dream, and we have to continue to talk about our dreams, because while it may have this beautiful, inspiring component, perhaps it's also our responsibility. And perhaps when it comes to those seasons of our life where we feel uninspired or unmotivated or just unable to dream of the future like we used to, we can slow down and take a deep breath and think about those in our community. We can slow down, take a deep breath, and think about young students all over the world who are looking for examples, who are looking to us not because we have all of the answers, but because we've been here just a little bit longer and we have the power to look back at them and say, we've got this. Let's dream of something better together. For me personally, this looks like dreaming in the art space. I have seen what art has done in my own life. I've seen how making art and being creative has positively impacted my mental health. And then I look around and I speak with so many young people who still don't feel like they're good enough or that they're worthy enough or that they're allowed to share their voice or that they too can share what they've been creating, even if they don't have followers or scholarship or some kind of stamp of approval from other people. So on the days where I myself am not feeling inspired to create and I feel like I can't quite dream of what could be, I slow down for a moment and I take a breath and I remind myself that when I am gliding this ink pen along the page, when I am moving this paintbrush along the canvas, when I am pressing publish, when I am deciding to share what I've been creating and what I've been working on, it's not just about me and what I'm sharing, but about how I can inspire someone else to do the same. So let us remember that those dreams that we've had, whether we feel like they've fallen apart or they faded away, let us remember that perhaps there's something else there. And it's a dream that's bigger than us. It goes beyond what we can even see or imagine. So here's to dreaming, dreaming big, dreaming more often, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with the question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What is your dream and why? Thank you again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.